Stanley Woodruff for everything they
He is known as a satirist and a comedian, but Stephen Colbert is also a U.S. Olympic sponsor. The TV host of the Colbert Report agreed to help the U.S. speed skating team when a U.S. bank backed out after declaring bankruptcy.
He did. He stepped in when where there was need.
Jerry Rausch is the managing director of the United States Olympic Committee's event services.
It's times like that where, you know, when you have such great pride in Americans, when you see somebody do something like that for, you know, a smaller sport and certainly a prominent sport, but, you know, where they needed that funding. And, I mean, it's a great story. I mean, it's you know, certainly in the buzz on the streets.
Many governments provide funding for their Olympic teams, but the private U.S. Olympic Committee depends on other sources.
The U.S. Olympic Committee is funded by sponsors, donors, and private dollars.
The track is now clear from the finish to start three for Grimmett and Martin.
Private contributions are what keep luge slider Brian Martin and many other American athletes in competition. But Martin admits the global economic downturn was noticeable leading up to the Olympics.
It has been a big struggle to find new sponsorship and to keep old sponsorship. We have definitely seen kind of a drop-off on the amount of money that we have to spend while we're on tour.
The USA House in Vancouver is a sort of oasis where athletes, their families, sponsors and donors can come together to relax during the Winter Olympics. Completely paid for through sponsorships, it's also a place where businesses can show their connection to Team USA.
Jerry Rausch says the size of this USA House is smaller than the one they had in Beijing for the 2006 Summer Olympic Games. She says that's more of a reflection on the fact there are less athletes and events in the Winter Olympics than a sign of the recession. As some sponsors have pulled out, others have stepped in to take their place. And Rausch says she sees the situation improving along with the economy.
You know, we're seeing a bit of a change in tide as things slowly get better, but we certainly felt it for a little bit. But we just, you know, as we're all doing, we're tightening the belts and working a little bit harder to find those other dollars.
Other dollars needed to support Team USA as it prepares for the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Vancouver, Canada.